question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, as the fastest 2 hours in travel rolls right along, Mary and I appreciate you being here with us. And now we're going to move into today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Holding for us on the show hotline is Scott Nisbet, CEO of the Globus family of brands. And before he's patched in, a quick word from our show sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
We're all optimistic about 2021, and whether your travels are closer to home these days or somewhere essential for business or maybe even for leisure, Preferred Hotels and Resorts joins Robert and me in believing in travel. They have a property ready for you as they offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
And as a listener of this program, you can sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program and start earning room upgrades, priority early check-in and late check-out, exclusive rates, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and more. Just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, and click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage. You'll be able to enroll in exclusive elite status just for listeners of our show.
All right, dating back to 1928, the Globus family of brands has been a leader in successfully meeting the needs of travelers around the world. Their familiar brands include Globus, Cosmos, Monograms, and Avalon Waterways. Scott Nisbet has been with the company for over 20 years and in the CEO role since 2009, which is why we invited him to join us today for our latest installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series, and he's right here now on that show hotline.
Scott, it's nice to connect with you today. Mary and I appreciate you joining us on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary. Good to be here. Appreciate the invitation.
Well, nice to have you with us. We've been looking forward
thanks,
to this. Scott, when you look at the calendar, we are halfway through January, although there's a lot of optimism for 2021. The country is struggling with dispensing the coronavirus vaccine, and that obviously impacts returning to our pre-pandemic lives and a much-needed recovery for the travel world. As we've been saying consistently for many months, there have been some bright spots out there during the pandemic. So I want to start off this interview with you giving us an overview of what you've been seeing and feeling within the Globus family of brands and what you're most hopeful for as the year unfolds.
Yeah, well, we're seeing definitely some bright spots as well. You know, the vaccines ramping up to 1 million a day. You've got countries replacing, you know, the blanket bans with proof of immunity and negative test results. You know, that could allow entry, you know, more rapid testing, digital COVID apps. So a lot of good progress on that front. And we're actually seeing it reflected in our numbers. You know, it's certainly 2022 is off to a record start, so that's really exciting. And since kind of this more positive news coming out, we're seeing kind of the second half of 21 ramp up a bit more. So it certainly could go faster, but we're seeing some real positive signs there.
We see a light. So speaking of numbers, Scott, I saw something this week that I found encouraging, and I'm curious to hear if you're experiencing something similar.
Sounds like he is a little bit.
So Carnival Corporation and all of their cruise brands have been a longtime sponsor of this show, and during an earnings report, their CEO, Arnold Donald, he's been on the show a number of times. He shared that about 60% of their fourth quarter bookings for 2021 were new bookings, as opposed to travelers using future cruise credits from trips canceled last year. We know, of course, that's going to be happening, to be expected. But the 60% number surprised me. I think that's a really good sign for travel. It kind of points to this pent-up demand that people are talking about, even though we have to be a little more patient still. So what's your reaction to that, and are you seeing anything similar across your brands?
Yeah, so we're probably about 50-50. So half of our bookings are new, and half are people who were impacted in 2020. And in kind of the other part of it is most of the people who had their trip impacted in 2020 have rebooked either in 21 or in 22. So people definitely want to go.
Good news. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, so that's good that you're seeing that as well. You know, as we kind of look at the broader picture of things, there are frankly only a handful of tour operators that we're comfortable on the show recommending. Certainly Globus and your various brands that Mary mentioned have been one of them for a while. And there are some of your competitors out there, you know, ones associated with the Travel Corporation or Colette or Tauk and some others. But what they all have in common is we respect their family roots that they still, frankly, exemplify. The world of travel, it's a relationship business. And since the parent company of this show that Mary and I own, it's a successful family business, we've had it for over 20 years, we identify with staying true to who you are while still growing and evolving. I know you've had a successful career with General Mills and Ryder prior to joining GVI and the Globus family of brands, Scott. So I want to really hear from you. How important do you think the family foundation and influence is on the company? Really, because you're 93 years now after its start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's still privately held, still the same kind of two families, and it's really helped us through this. I mean, they've completely committed to travel and touring and river cruising and, you know, willing to back us and get us through this and help travel advisors. So, you know, it goes to our family culture of, you know, having long-term relationships with travel advisors, with hotels we work with, and just being committed to staying in this business and doing the right thing by our customers and travelers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely about relationships and maintaining them now more than ever during this time. Scott, we're running a travel poll on our website, and we're asking, based on current coronavirus conditions, when will you take your next trip? The results are early. We'll see how they evolve later this week. But currently coming in are unsure, Q3 2021 and Q4 2021 are leading. So since you offer travel on all seven continents, I'm curious how your company has had to pivot its offerings and itineraries to perhaps incorporate, I don't know, maybe more domestic focus for travelers who are still eager to go somewhere and do it as safely as possible.
Yeah, so we're definitely have made some changes to our offering, and domestic is part of that. Over the last few years, we launched this series of trips called Undiscovered, you know, Italy, Undiscovered mm-hmm. Britain. And now we, this year we launched, or last year we launched Undiscovered North America. So it's taking you to places in North America which, you know, you don't, people don't always go to, and kind of those little more undiscovered places. And so that's been very successful. I mean, we're seeing overall trends changing a little bit. Based on all this, you know, trend to more intimate, authentic, less crowded experiences. So this is kind of a trend pre-COVID, but it's kind of accelerated. And so we've made some changes to our offering related to smaller groups, mm-hmm. private touring, kind of ramping up our Monogram's brand, which is independent travel where you can, you know, pick the people you want to travel with. River cruising is kind of benefited from that as people want a, you know, more intimate, smaller ship experience. And also, you know, the less crowded, the undiscovered, off-season travel is doing well. Mm-hmm. So we have that all over the world called Escapes. We call it Escapes. And then on river cruising, we're adding kind of new ports that people, that other companies don't travel to. Again, this idea of going to less crowded places.
Yeah, I think the industry in a whole has really had to rethink some things. I'm curious, you know, Mary and I, we do like to get a little personal when time allows during these Chief Travel Leader segments of the show. Curious if you and your wife and kids felt comfortable traveling somewhere special last year, or is there somewhere you're hoping to get to this year?
Yeah, well, we did. We actually were able to do something last year, and thankfully, so at this time last year, we went to Jordan, and it was an incredible experience. Where the kids are still talking about, and you know, getting to have a meal with Bedouins and travel that amazing country. So, you know, we all want to get back out there and do more of that. We kind of miss those experiences like everyone else is. And, you know, as soon as things start opening up, I mean, we're definitely going to be out there. And I feel like travelers are feeling the same thing.
Well, everything that we're hearing is certainly...
All points to that.
It all points to that. Yeah. Got about a minute with you left. And, you know, we receive regular listener questions on our national parks. They're obviously some of the greatest resources out there. Would like to hear, if you can, just talk a little bit about the preservation partnerships you have with Yellowstone National Park and also travel icons like the National Civil Rights Museum.
Yeah, so this is something we've done through Tourism Cares for years, where we've supported icons around North America and even beyond, and which includes the national parks, supporting Yellowstone. You know, so we have a lot of trips in North America, but the number one driver, the number one most popular destinations in North America are the national parks. And it's even more so now, you know, as people kind of want that, those open spaces in the national park.
Oh, I think that's going to continue. Yeah, I really do. Well, Scott, listen, these 9 minutes have gone by quickly today. We certainly appreciate the candor and your time. We want you to stay in touch. You're welcome on the show anytime, and hopefully we'll do this again sometime soon, perhaps in person, okay?
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy
Scott,
the weekend,
thanks
okay?
Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Scott Nisbett. Enjoyed connecting with him. Folks, right now, we need to pause for a quick break. A reminder, if you miss any part of the show or you want to hear something again anytime, we archive every hour of every live broadcast right on our website at rmworldtravel.com. 80% of the show is still to come, including the latest Open Road with RJ, Destination Spotlight number 70, the Museum Gallery, and a whole lot more. Stay with us, everyone.
And we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.